You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Tuesday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
585-252-9800 to share your good vibes this morning. Breeze, where's all our friends at?
They're here, and they're ready to chat. Let's get to our first friend, Julia, weighing in. Excuse me. Julia says, good morning. Vibes are high today. Feeling good after a nice reset yesterday.
Yeah. Love that moment for you, Julia.
You love that,
a
Julia.
A Monday reset. How awesome is that?
It always feels really great just to get past Monday. Because that, not to, you know, I mean, there's plenty of Mondays that we have to look forward to, but it's always the hardest day to get back and adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get past that, you're like, okay, we're good now. Yeah. I feel good.
Katie's here. She says, vibes are okay today. Kind of feeling a little under the weather. I hope that cold and flu season isn't starting early. As a matter of fact, I feel as if it is because I know a ton of people that are just going through it.
I know tomorrow's October already.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, man.
Second
week of October, like clockwork, I come down with something, but not this year. It's not going to happen. If I have to come in here with a face mask on every day, that's what I'll have to
do. Yeah, we're not gonna do that. You're not going to put me at risk.
Latex gloves. No, I'm protecting myself.
Oh, you're protecting yourself.
Right.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And then last but simply not least, Sarah's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling okay today. I am off starting Wednesday, so tomorrow. And then I'm on vacation until next Tuesday.
Damn.
Love it.
What are you doing?
Loving it.
Staycation? We do love that. Did you watch anything good last night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched Task, which I'm like obsessed with right now. It's such a good show.
HBO?
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Mark Ruffalo just...
Oh, that's right.
Mark. Killing it. Killing it.
Good looking guy.
Not in this show.
Oh, not in this one. But he's a cop. He's a detective?
He's an FBI agent.
Got it. He's just let me guess, he's one of those drunk.
He's very much into alcohol abuse.
Yes. These guys, they all play, and they need him. They need him to figure out and close the case. And he's got to come off of his drunken.
He's very drunk all the time.
Yeah, I've seen that show and movie multiple times.
Yeah.
I love that character.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I also did a hard reset, did a lot of packing yesterday. A lot of packing.
You still got more to do, huh?
Oh, yeah. We don't move for a month, so gotta slowly but surely crush it along. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
You'll be moving into your new place in the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna have the biggest housewarming bash ever.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, we're throwing maybe a party. Vibes are up this morning. I went for a long run yesterday, and it was painful.
How many miles?
3. But I did it. I had to stop a couple times to catch my breath, because I'm not one of those people yet where I could just go full throttle and run through. I can't do it. You know what I mean? Start to cramp up. Things hurt. But I was proud of myself, you know?
It's like I went for a long run. I'm thinking like 10 miles.
Come on. Okay. 10 miles? Come on. That's, for me, that's a long run. Otherwise, I typically just keep it at 1.
Right.
You know, but it's, you know, we're working at
it. It's like running around the block.
We're working at it. But yeah, it was a chill evening. And did you see what happened to Tyreek Hill on the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't
he
great.
He snapped his leg.
Literally backwards.
I think his career is over with. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
If you guys get a chance, I'd look that picture up. Coming up on the big story of the day, the New York State Public Service Commission has set an in-person public statement hearing. Those start today regarding the increase that RG&E and New York State Electric and Gas want to put into place. It doesn't look pretty. It's got me all wild up this morning. I'll tell you where those hearings are located and how much you can expect to possibly start paying with those increases coming up next on the show.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Okay, guys, the New York State Public Service Commission has set an in-person public statement hearing regarding RG&E and New York State Electric and Gas, their request for an increase in which rates are supposed to go up until the end of April 30th of 2027. So today you'll have the opportunity to go and state your case on why you don't want this to happen, but when is it ever enough? This is what the numbers are looking like. RG&E customers, natural gas, 22.2 increase. You're looking at almost an extra $19 per month. Electric, $33 per month. New York State Electric and Gas customers, natural gas, almost a $34 a month increase, 33.5. And then electric, $33.12 per month. That's a 23.7% increase.
And why is all of this increasing all of the time? It's like increasing every other week.
Right.
Why?
So when the utilities filed the proposal, they argued that they have thousands of miles of wire, aging substations, utility poles that are over 40 years old that need to be replaced and modernized. They said that they need to increase capacity to serve new businesses, support state electric mandates, on and on and on and on. So anyone who wants to comment on the proposal or any other issue with the utilities will have the opportunity to make a statement on the record in person at the hearing. I mean, there's a list of times and locations on WHEC.com, but the one in Rochester will be at the Rochester City Hall. That's 30 Church Street from 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. today. And also, I found this to be very interesting. Last month, the New York State Public Service Commission fined RG&E and New York State Electric and Gas millions of dollars for failing to meet customer service benchmarks. The original fine for RG&E was $5 million, then it doubled to almost $10 million due to last year's unmet benchmark. The fine was ordered to be credited back to customers and reinvested into improving their performance. I'm not sure what happened with that.
This is the biggest monopoly scheme I've ever seen.
Well, we can't say that, Breezy, but okay, careful. But you do have a chance today to go to Rochester City Hall, 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. to state your case. We need the people. You need to be heard. We need to be heard. Because, man, I've noticed that slowly but surely, my bill each month is just higher and higher. And I'm like, I was gone in Italy for 2 weeks.
Fairport Electric all the way. Team Fairport Electric.
Coming up on the show, speaking of money, yesterday I was faced with my worst nightmare. An older gentleman helped me at the store. And just this very small interaction with him puts so much into perspective. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And I'm willing to bet so many of you listening have also thought about this too. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you have a fear like I do that Social Security is going to go away? And when it's time for you to retire, that's it. You have no money to live off of. No 401k, no Social Security, no savings.
Yikes.
And instead of enjoying whatever time you got left, that's it. You're forced to go back to work. And I only bring this up because yesterday I'm doing my grocery shopping. And in the seafood department, this older gentleman helped me out. And, you know, respectfully, this guy was a fossil. Very nice. He asked what I needed. I said, just a couple of pieces of fish, sir. And he wrapped them up for me, which felt like an eternity. But of course, I had all the patience in the world because, you know, the guy was old and tired. So I finally thanked him and I said, hey, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Oh.
And he said, well,
the one thing you're not supposed to ask somebody.
He goes, well, I'm going to be 91. I said, that's incredible. You working to stay busy or are you working because you have to? And he says, well, it's a little bit of both, which kind of broke my heart. I mean, who the hell wants to be working at 91?
Yeah, no thanks.
Most people don't know where they're at 91. And, you know, I bring this up because what this older man is doing has always been my worst nightmare. Working your entire life.
Working in the fish department at Wegmans.
And when it's finally time to relax and retire, you got nothing. I mean, how old is too old to still be working? Should we really be okay with an 80 and 90 year old standing on their feet all day?
No, but I mean, here we are.
Yeah.
Welcome. I mean,
if any one of you guys still have parents who's still working much later into their retired lives, I would love to hear from you. What do they have to do it, or what is it that they do? 585-252-9800.
My mom says being retired is the best thing she ever did. Best thing she ever did.
See, you got to get those benefits. You got to be well invested.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, I started thinking about this yesterday when I left because this guy had me spiraling. If you had to choose work until you're 90 or move in with your kids at 70, which one would it be? Because not everybody has the ability.
I mean, do you have a good relationship with your kids? Do your kids have kids? Like,
you have kids?
Do I have kids? Yeah.
Not everyone has the ability to work at 90. That's a blessing in itself. Also, if you don't have kids, you're going to be stuck in a home, staring at a wall all day where nobody comes to visit you and you just die a lonely death.
I will say, though, I mean, like older people who still go out and do things, whether that be working, whether that be socializing, they are sharper, quick-witted.
Sure.
I mean, they're more present. That's just a fact. Than someone who's just a recluse, whether it's by choice or not. But
then this guy got me thinking, well, maybe I should have kids. Maybe this is what's best for my future. I need them. Who's going to take care of me? If I don't have a wife and kids, I'm doomed. Yeah, I need to hurry up and get married and have at least one kid whose sole purpose in life is to grow up and take care of me.
Because I can't imagine I can't imagine. You better start literally today, because if that's the way things are going, your kid would be my age taking care of you. 30 years old, taking care of you.
I'd rather my son or daughter clean out my undies than some miserable nurse who doesn't get benefits.
I can't wait to clip this for one day when you potentially, maybe, possibly could have kids.
It's one thing to have a job to pass the time after retirement. People do that all the time.
But like a job like, oh, I'm going to go hold the babies in the NICU, or I'm going to go pet a dog at Lollipop Farm. Not a job that, like, if you don't get paid that week, you're not eating.
Right. If you're 80 and you run the merry-go-round at the mall, or you do movie theater security to pass the time, nothing crazy. I get that. But to be on your feet at 91 for 8 hours a day, that's criminal.
Yeah. That's nuts.
That's criminal.
That's absolutely nutty. I mean, go to Aldi. He can sit down at least when he's buying groceries.
Yeah, tell me about it. Claire says, my dad is 74, still drives a school bus every morning and afternoon. He says he does it to stay active, but let's be real.
Active?
Social security alone is not covering rent, groceries, and meds. He's tired, but he can't afford to stop. Oh, God, I forgot about how many retired people drive a bus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to drive a bus.
If you don't want to have kids, you definitely don't want to drive a bus. I'll tell you that much.
Dave says, Moose, being well invested is important. I get that. But at any given day, the market could crash and everyone is caught with their pants down, in which case having money still means nothing.
And at the rate we're going, that day is coming sooner rather than later. So pray for us.
Hold on. Let me get good morning, guys. My mom is 78 and works at Walmart part-time. She doesn't have to but she says she needs a reason to get up in the morning. Oh, my God. Hold on. My mom's texting me.
Oh, God.
After all I've done for you, you better not have a reservation for me facing that brick wall. Oh, no. Don't worry, Mom.
My dad's taking care of you. Don't worry about it.
We're going to find you the best home possible.
98PXY.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What do you do when you slowly start to come to the realization that maybe, just maybe, your kid's teacher is just a bully? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Take a listen to the message we got from Kim, because every single day, she says the teacher sends a note home complaining about Kim's 7-year-old daughter. And I'm glad she wrote in for this too, because I would love to hear what our listeners have to say. Kim writes, "Hi, this message is for the very funny Moose and Breezy," gassing us up.
Loving it.
I thought I would share with everyone, for your parental segment, what's been happening. My daughter's in second grade. She's 7 years old. And since the start of the year, her teacher has had something negative to say about her almost every single day. And we're only still in September. At first, I was on the teacher's side, because I do want my daughter to respect boundaries and not be disruptive. The teacher suggested sending home a daily behavior report, and I agreed to try it. Rewards for good days, consequences for bad. But the reports are starting to feel super passive aggressive. There are things like voice level at snack time, rough day, needs to quietly work, don't sit by your friends. It feels like she's nitpicking my kid for just being a kid. And last week, my daughter broke down and asked me if she was a bad kid, if her teacher even liked her. And to be honest, that crushed me. She's been in school full time since she was 4. No other teacher has ever complained about her. Her grades are great. Reading and math are above grade level. So it's not like she isn't doing the work.
Right.
So now I don't know what to do. How do I figure out the truth of what's happening in that classroom? How do I stand up for my daughter if the teacher is being unfair, but also make sure I'm not ignoring if she really is causing problems? That came in from our friend Kim here. So what's a mom to do in this situation? Because obviously, as we know, teachers are under a lot of stress and they do have favorites in the classroom. Clearly, Kim's daughter is not one of them.
Definitely not the favorite.
But how does she approach this situation? Because ignoring it is, I mean, that's only going to make it worse.
Yeah, and she's just going to keep getting horrible reports, so, which is going to ruin her kid's mental health, obviously.
I mean, yeah, and she's also 7. So what is the point of constantly sending these home every single day? Is she letting off steam? What's the point? I don't know. Let's get to some of your calls and texts. 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. But this is definitely a situation where I would imagine as a parent, you would be concerned and you want to get to the root of the problem. But at least Kim isn't saying, "Not my Abigail."
Yeah. She's just like kind of like more curious than anything. Also, there should be better communication with the teacher and the parent. Like, just sending these random notes home.
You got to have a meeting.
Why don't you just email me or call me or, yeah, have a meeting with me? If it's really as bad and as volatile as you're making it seem, let me know.
Who's she sending these notes home with? The daughter? I mean, she could easily throw those out the bus window. Marcus is here first. He said teachers are burnt out and overwhelmed. That doesn't excuse it, but it might explain why she's nitpicking. You have to frame it like, how can we support you in support? How can I support you and support my kid at the same time? That way you're not going on the defense. You want to make it seem like you're on the teacher's side. Good luck. That came in from Marcus. Good morning, guys. My daughter had a teacher like this in third grade.
So did I.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We ended up moving her to another class mid-year, and it was night and day. Don't be afraid to push for a switch if it doesn't improve.
Yeah. I think it's important because, like, first of all, there's so many other things that need to happen before a switch happens. Like, you have to have a communication with her, talk to the teacher. If the administration needs to get involved, like, I don't know.
Third grade, that's a tough year, too.
Right. It is a tough year. It's pivotal. I mean, for where I grew up, my school, that was a whole new school.
Correct.
So it's a...
You're trying to adjust. Who else is here? Let's go over to Stephanie. Good morning, guys. No, I'm sorry, but this mom needs to get with the principal and switch teachers ASAP. The teacher doesn't like your child. I'm sorry. I went through this just last year. I'll never understand teachers that beef with 6 and 7 year olds get a life.
Also, if you don't like kids, like, don't be a teacher.
I don't.
If you're
not
willing to like work with kids and like help them prosper to be the best possible version of themselves, don't be a teacher. I mean, it's not that hard.
No, you're not wrong about that. I can't pinpoint if that's the case.
But there are some teachers who genuinely hate kids.
Oh, for sure.
Why are you a teacher?
I think after 30 years, they've had enough. You know what I mean? They're just like over it. Kelly says, so I had to learn the hard way. My daughter is also great in school, gets good grades, but kids are not the same in school as they are at home. And I would be careful. Just because she's smart doesn't mean she's not disruptive. Ask if you can quietly observe the class for a day.
Oh, God.
That'll tell you more than any note ever could. I mean, it's good advice, but I don't see the teacher allowing that.
Also, kids act different when their parents are in
right.
the class. Like,
if your mom's in class all day watching you like a hawk, wouldn't it make sense to be on your best behavior? I think. So if you guys are just joining us, Kim says her 7-year-old daughter, who is a great student, is getting a note sent home every single day from the teacher complaining about her daughter's behavior. Let me get to a couple more texts coming in right now. Crystal, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I kind of doubt that the teacher is being mean to your child just for fun. Teachers are busy. Sending a note daily indicates that your daughter's behavior is so disruptive that it's worth the time out of the teacher's day to inform you about it. I'd set up a meeting and ask the teacher exactly what your daughter is doing and what she should be doing instead. Yeah, I don't know, man. Obviously, the kid is her. Kim's daughter is breaking down. She's asking the question: "Am I a bad kid? What am I doing wrong?"
Right.
So, what's really going on?
But also, like, kids are super manipulative, and like, they're like, "What's going on?" It's like, you know what's going on. You just shoved crayons down Johnny's throat.
What?
Like, what are you talking about? No, I didn't. Not me.
Good morning, guys. As a teacher, we hate having to reach out to parents. If she is reaching out, then the behavior is probably really bad. Tell her to set up a meeting with the teacher ASAP. Yeah. That's your...
Nip it in the bud right there.
That's what you got to do. You have to go into the school. You have to sit down with either the teacher, the principal, the superintendent.
How many of these notes do I have to get before you actually, like, contact me?
Right. Yeah, Kim, you got to get in there. We got to do a switch up here. At the end of the day, aren't teachers and parents supposed to be on the same team? Because either this child reminds the teacher of someone she hates... Or Kim's daughter really does have a serious problem in class. You know?
Either or, truly.
It sounds like everyone's in agreement with setting up a meeting with the teacher and principal on this one to really get an idea of what's happening. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for all the messages on this one this morning and for sending that message in, Kim. Appreciate it. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
We got to say happy birthday to our girl, Ingrid LaForge, who just turned 109.
What? Ingrid?
She is crushing it.
Go, Ingrid. Go, Ingrid.
It's your birthday. 109. She served as a U.S. Navy vet and then later worked as a teacher. And now she resides at St. Anne's Community up in Webster.
Ingrid, how do you want to celebrate today? Let's pop off.
She, in the photo, it looks like she's, I don't know if this is Prosecco or what's happening, but she is... Bottoms up.
Let's roll.
Yeah, she's crushing it. So
how do you make it to 109?
109 is crazy.
I mean, that's wild. Is she up and at 'em or is she bedridden?
No, she's up and at 'em. The entire Listwood Elementary School made cards for her birthday because her son's class. He's a teacher there. They, you know, did all the crafts for her, and it was cute, very cute. She's crushing it. 109 is wild.
I know. Her son's 85.
She actually looks great, to be honest.
I mean, you want to talk about good genes. That's incredible. Think about the things you've seen.
She doesn't look 109, I'll tell you that much.
No, think about the things you've seen in your lifetime at 109. You know what I'm saying? She was probably on the Titanic.
Hopefully.
I mean, good for her. That's amazing. Ingrid, happiest of birthdays, and many more. You ever think
Let's
somebody
get to 110?
You ever think somebody at that age is just like, just she, take me?
She looks like she's with it and she's crushing it. So pop off, queen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Coming up, Holly, who is 8 months pregnant, is going to join us on the show live and share with us why her husband is refusing to be in the delivery room with her for the birth of their second child.
So tough.
If your partner told you, you know what, I think I'm going to sit this one out, what would be your response? We'll talk to Holly coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
She's 8 months pregnant and just found out her husband won't be in the delivery room for the birth of their second child. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Is it ever okay to sit out the birth of your own child?
I don't think so.
On the phone, we have Holly. And one of the things she mentioned in her message that caught our attention was her writing, it's really hard not to feel abandoned right now. And let's be honest, most women will tell you giving birth is the most painful thing any person can experience. However, what her husband went through really takes the cake. Hi, good morning, Holly.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So, this is rough. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I'm 8 months pregnant, so obviously I'm exhausted.
Right.
Congrats.
And I'm kind of embarrassed to share this, but I just, you know, it's like you just need to check in, make sure you're not crazy.
Right, yeah.
So for the record, of course, I love my husband very much.
That's okay.
But we're not seeing eye to eye on something.
Yeah, so we've heard. What's the situation?
Well, he made mention to me recently that he is planning to not be in the delivery room with me because during my first pregnancy, he fainted in the hospital room. It wasn't great.
Okay.
Like, he went down hard, like, out cold. And, like, the nurses were, like, having to step over him to help me.
Classic man making about himself.
So while you
pushing out his child.
While you're pushing, he was laying flat on the floor and they were having to step over him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really
as tough. A nurse or a doctor, I'd be extremely pissed. I'm like, hey, I'm just like trying to do my job. So if you could not be dramatic for 5 seconds.
Well, people faint, you know? I mean, clearly, your uterus makes them a little queasy.
Yeah, it's her fault.
So what happened?
Well, you know, at the time, I was pretty focused on what I was doing, so I didn't really go into it that much. But, you know, we're fast forwarding to now, and I'm about to have our second baby. And he said he wasn't coming into the delivery room this time. And, you know, he said the first time was too overwhelming and that he can't go through that again.
Too overwhelming for him.
I thought he was joking, but he's serious. Oh. And I don't know what to do with it because
I'll tell you what to do with it. Leave that man fully.
So basically what he's saying to you now is that's it. So you're giving birth in what? A month? You're 8 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. You're 8 months pregnant. And so now he's deciding he's just going to sit this one out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just, I'm about to go through one of the most intense and vulnerable experiences of my life again. And, you know, the person who's supposed to support me.
Nowhere to be found.
Just sitting out.
Right.
And, right. Packing up
his thing. What is, so just explain us what that conversation looked like. What did he say to you exactly?
Well, you know, he recounted the whole thing, said the thing about it being, you know, like it's overwhelming and he doesn't want to be in the way and all this. And basically, like, it turned it around where, like, I'm being made to feel guilty for asking him to show up. And
did he say that to you?
Oh, yeah. He said I wasn't taking his feelings into consideration.
His feelings? Oh, my God. This guy sucks. Leave him. Ew.
Listen, Holly. I would bring a folding chair for him and a juice box and just let him sit there in the room, you know, get
a
good...
Not you giving birth to your third child. Ugh, nightmare.
It's crazy that he would say that to you, though. So he's just he's not showing up.
Who's coming?
Yeah, do you have another option?
Your boyfriend?
This was kind of that thing I wanted to ask about. Like, I mean, I could ask my mom. She would be great. Mm-hmm. But... you know, she would judge him really hard. And while I totally understand that, I don't want that, you know, but I know it would be really hard for her to get over.
Classic you, protecting his feelings again.
So you would have the option of, obviously your mom would be there, but she would definitely think differently of him, like we all kind of do right now.
Yeah.
If she found out he was sitting this one out.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's really hard not to feel abandoned right now.
Totally.
But, you know, I mean, granted, I've heard plenty of stories of guys passing out in the delivery room.
Doesn't mean they stop going in altogether.
Right. No, you definitely don't do that. But I think...
Take something and move on with your life.
Can you give the guy some Narcan or something like that? I mean, what do you do? So you have...
I'd love some advice about that.
All right. So... any suggestions would be great this morning. If you're just tuning in, Holly's going to give birth to her second child coming up in what, a month? And
6 weeks. Yeah.
6 weeks. And your husband told you he was going to sit this one out, not be in the delivery room, because the first time he passed out and it was just too traumatizing for him.
For him.
585-252-9800. Here come the texts.
Oh my God, yeah, I fear that this is not going to be kind to your husband, or soon to be ex-husband, whatever the case may be.
Any chance of him changing his mind last minute?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping so. I mean, this doesn't seem like ending the relationship for them. I mean, we've got two kids together.
Right. No, I understand.
I know.
That.
I'm being dramatic. But, I mean, at the same time, I'm not, because, like, this is ridiculous.
So we'll get to some messages and hear what other people have to say. But congratulations again. I hope things turn around and he decides to, you know, be there.
Congratulations. Sorry this is completely soiled for you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right, no problem, Holly. All right, we'll get to some calls and texts. Have a great day, okay? And congrats again.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. Bye. Coming in first, Holly, you're not crazy. I'd be pissed too. This is your moment, your labor, your baby. If he can't handle it, get your mom in there. Your husband sounds soft.
This person says, dude needs to just grow up. Fainting isn't nearly as hard as pushing out another child. So, and if he can't be there for you, that speaks very loudly to the fact that you already know what kind of father and husband he is.
PXY, who's this?
Carmen, good morning.
Carmen, what up? Carmen, what up? Okay, so as far as Holly is concerned, does she get her mom in there with her? What does she do?
First of all, let me preempt this by saying I know what it's like to give childbirth. I've had multiple kidney stones, so I know exactly what she's going through.
Yeah, we've had this debate. Okay. Fair enough.
So for my first child, I almost passed out during the epidural, but I still took a camera into the delivery room and filmed my daughter being born.
Oh, okay.
It was the best moment of my life.
Yeah, didn't you just have so much more respect for your wife after that?
Oh my God, dude! What they have to go through is amazing. I don't even know how anybody reproduces, but it's crazy.
Yeah,
so, I don't know how you could miss it. It would drive me nuts to miss it. Although if he's gonna pass out, and I don't know, man, it's hard to say. You know, I wouldn't do it, but that's on him.
Yeah, no, that's on him, because at the end of the day, if he does choose to sit out of the birth of his child the second time around, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of resentment that's held against him by the mom
and the child,
by Holly and the child.
Yeah, he'll regret it, because he'll look back and say, I wish I was there. I should have pushed through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, there you go. But that's my take.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
He's so soft. This person says, some people just legit can't handle births. Oh, well for him. My mom did labor with me, and it brought us so much closer. It was exactly what I needed. This person says, I think you should just watch outside or put a camera in and then go in after the fact. Please.
Mm, go in after the... Kayla says he's choosing comfort over support, which is sad. Your mom should absolutely be there if he's not going to step up.
This person says, I have no choice. You have no choice, period. And don't think you're going to binge watch trash bag shows for 3 days either.
Okay. One more here from our friend Eric. Women will never understand the true strength it takes for a man to stand in a delivery room and watch someone else go through hell. Props to your husband. Try being a man who has to witness the horror of childbirth without passing out.
Okay. The dumbest text I've ever heard.
I'm going to assume there's a lot of sarcasm there.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for the messages this morning for Holly coming on the air. But
so tough.
I would step it up, man. Get in that delivery room at all costs. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose, Breezy.
She's laying on the bed next door.
98 PXY. Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station. 98
KPXY.
Guys, National Pierogi Day is coming October 8th. And Mrs. T's Pierogies is celebrating with a chance to win a year's supply. So right now, head on over to the contest page at 98pxy.com and enter now. You have to try Mrs. T's Pierogies for dinner tonight. It's a family favorite, stuffed with the stuff you love.
Loving it.
PXY Mornings will stuff you with the stuff you love.
All right, let's get to those takes.
I gotta hand this in.
HR is like, we're coming back just for this violation.
Okay, 585-252-9800. Let's get to all of your unpopular opinions.
Alyssa's here. She says, it is completely acceptable to take a day off from work to sleep. There, I said it. Again, you don't have to tell people
why you're taking
a day off. You don't have to at all, actually.
You don't. Diana says, if you're married and hate your in-laws, tough luck. You married them too. There, I said it. Well said. Hey, good morning. This is Brett from Chilai. Hey, can some of you stop calling daycare childcare like it's a spa? You drop your kid off and you leave. There, I said it. Well, okay, Brett. Well said, buddy. Well said. Well said.
Rebecca's here. She says, it's totally acceptable for you to act like a raging you-know-what when you're on your period. There, I said it. I agree.
You know, men too.
What?
There's some point, I don't know, there's something within ourselves where we, once a month too, also get frustrated, emotional. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I'm just saying what my doctor told me. That's all.
I don't think your doctor told you that.
Go over to Chelsea. I always lie when asked, have you been exposed to anyone with COVID in the last 14 days? I'm not missing my nail appointment. They all wear masks anyways. There, I said it. Okay.
Oh, dear. God.
How many of you do that? Have you been exposed to COVID in 14 days? In the last 14 days?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so.
Oh, I know, truly.
Meanwhile, your entire family at home has COVID.
Right.
But you had to get your nails done.
I had to do it. Have you been out of the country in the last 14 days? Not that I know of. Maybe.
I don't think so.
This person says, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban breaking up is kind of shocking. There, I said it.
They broke up? How did I miss that?
They're done. After 17 years.
Oh, wow. Well,
divorce is on them, and
good luck, Kelsey and Swift. Good luck. And you know what? There's a lot of people, especially in Hollywood, that looked up to Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. 17 years?
I hate Keith Urban's hair. I hate it.
A lot of volume. Who else is here this morning for There I Said It? Good morning, guys. I love my kids, but I don't always like being a parent. I know a lot of people who feel this way. Doesn't automatically make you a bad mom. There I said it. I'm sure you have days where you hate being a parent. It's understandable. Who else is here? Yeah. I used to think I had anxiety. This is mine for today. I used to think that I had anxiety, and I'm sure some of you do too, but I'm here to tell you that you don't. You're just chronically on your phone and drinking iced coffee like I am, and we're fine.
Not you diagnosing the whole sea of people.
No, Breezy, I'm telling you, we're overstimulated and overcaffeinated, but we're fine. There, I said it.
Touch grass.
My body is just craving water. I'm like, you can either get a Diet Coke or you can get an iced coffee. Pick one. Typically, it's nice coffee. That's it. That's what you get.
Period. All right. Mine for today is this. It is totally acceptable to pack up well before your move. There, I said it. Oh. I was very much so against it. And
who
now
convinced
I'm ready.
You? Right.
I'm ready.
It took you, what, about four days to convince yourself?
Can I ask, like, I was cleaning out my closet yesterday, my, like, coat closet, big walk-in closet that doesn't have my clothes. I have so many cords. Like,
cords?
Cords, like charging cords.
Oh.
HDMI cords, USB cords, like, so many cords. Why? Why do I have so many cords? How do I dispose of cords?
Bring them to Goodwill. They'll put them on the shelf for 42 cents. Someone will buy them.
Perfect.
Meg says, if your Venmo profile says this says, single mom of three, anything helps? Delete it. That's not what Venmo is for. There, I freaking said it. Single mom of three, anything helps? What, you're just expecting people to just deposit money into your Venmo? Does that work?
Well, that's how it works on TikTok. Like,
really?
There'll be videos that will go viral, and they're like, if every single person here just sends me $1, I can get the car of my dreams. And then they have like $20,000.
Oh my God, come on.
Yeah.
We should try that. What do we want? What do we want? What do we need? We both have new vehicles. We don't need a car.
I mean, we need everything. We need everything and nothing all at once. So
we got to figure out what we want. Guys, if everyone just sends us $1, myself, Breezy, and her fiance could take a dream vacation together.
To Atlantis. Yes.
People who sample grapes or any fruit in the store before paying for it is trash. Keep your dirty fingers off the produce. There, I said it. I've been guilty of that. And then we'll go over to this person. Bill says, yes, bring outside snacks to the theater. I'm not paying $9 for Skittles. There, I said it. Want to talk about snacks?
They also have been let up on that so much.
What's the last thing you brought into the movie theater?
Okay, so we have a bag. I probably shouldn't be saying this on air, but we have a bag, like a Lulu bag, and we have our popcorn containers in there. We keep candy in there at all times. We always bring in a Diet Coke of some sort. And we just put that bag underneath our blanket, and we're just going for it.
We also carry in the generator as well. Last thing I brought in the theater was a Whopper from Burger King. I just put it under my hat.
My friend brought in an entire pad thai. I'm like, wait. They can smell that.
Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Whether it's day.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. The New York State Public Service Commission has set an in-person public statement hearing regarding RG&E and New York State Electric and gas. Their request for an increase in rates is set to end April 30th, 2027. And obviously you have a voice, so you can express your opinion about this. But when is it ever enough? And this is what the numbers are looking like right now with that increase. RG&E customers are looking to pay an extra almost $19 per month, which is a 22% increase. When it comes to electric, $33 a month. New York State Electric and Gas customers, natural gas, you're looking at a 33.5 increase, which is about $34 extra dollars a month. Electric, $33.12 per month.
Mm-hmm.
So when the utilities filed this proposal, they argued that they have thousands of miles of wire and aging substations and utility poles over 40 years old that just need to be updated and modernized. And they say they also need to increase capacity to serve new business and support state electric mandates. So the rate increase proposal reflects a one-year rate case, and both companies have also provided 5 years of data to back that up. Anyone who wants to comment on the proposal or any other issue with the utilities will have the opportunity to, basically make a statement on the record in person. But there's a list of times and locations on WHEC.com. The one in Rochester is going to be held at the Rochester City Hall at 30 Church Street today at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m.
You know who will be there? Our girl Courtney.
You know she will be.
She'll be there.
Yes, she will.
She will be there.
It's just confusing because there always seems to be a rate increase. And I get that they have stuff they need to update. And we have, you know, electrical poles out there 40 years old. But just last month, the New York State Public Service Commission fined RG&E and New York State Electric and Gas millions of dollars for failing to meet customer service benchmarks. The original fine for RG&E was $5 million. Then it was doubled to about $10 million due to last year's unmet benchmarks. They were supposed to promise customers certain things that they didn't deliver on. And the fine was ordered to be credited back to customers and to reinvest into improving their performance. Has it been done? All right, guys. I don't know. I'm just so dumbfounded. Like, how much money can we constantly keep paying? And freaking gas and electric.
I'm like, at this point, I'll just light a candle.
You know?
You know, yeah.
It's like I went out of town for like over 2 weeks and my bill went up. I was like, oh, okay.
I know, but Stuart Little was also turning the lights on and off, having a party.
I did have a mouse in the apartment, yeah. Sure. All right, looking for caller 8 right now for everyone's favorite game,
Can't Be Breezy.
Yeah. This is your chance, you guys, to win a 4-pack of movie passes to see Taylor Swift at the official release party of A Showgirl, which includes the world premiere of the Fate of Ophelia music video. Am I saying that right?
I think so, too.
Yeah. This is going to be at AMC Theaters in Webster, either October 3rd or the 5th. 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with Breezy. Caller 8 right now. We do it next. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy!
For your chance to go see Taylor Swift in theaters.
That's right. We have a 4-pack for you to go to AMC to check out the official release party of A Showgirl. This is going to be just a night out on the town.
A banging good time.
October 3rd and 5th. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Kay. Good morning.
Hi, Kay. Where are you calling from?
Fairport.
Kay from Fairport.
Oh, my neck of the woods.
Do Fairport proud, okay? Because you're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're color 8! All right, Kay. You are going to go head-to-head with Breezy. This is for your shot at a 4-pack of movie passes to go see T-Swift.
Are you a big Swiftie?
I'm such a big fan. I've been a fan since the beginning.
Okay,
perfect.
All right, Breezy's going to leave the room, and the rules are very simple. You have 5 seconds to answer each question I'm going to give you. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you're going to get the win, okay?
Woo!
Question number 1, Kay, let's run down the board. Let's wait for Breezy to leave the room officially, and there she goes. Kay, what is the smallest U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
Going with Rhode Island. You answered that super quickly. Question number 2, Kay, in The Price is Right, what's the name of that game where contestants drop a chip down a giant pegboard?
Oh, Plinko is the real game.
Final answer?
Going with Plinko.
Going with Plinko. All right, I'm locking you in. Question number 3, which pizza chain used to promise delivery in 30 minutes or less?
Is it Domino's?
I can't tell you the answer, so I'm going to need a guess.
I'm going to go with Domino's.
Locking you in for Domino's. All right, Kay. Kay from Fairport, question number 4. The famous line, "I'll be back," is from what movie?
It is from The Terminator.
Going with The Terminator, and let's go down to question number 5. What Nintendo 64 racing game let you drive as Donkey Kong, Bowser, and Yoshi?
Mario Kart.
Going with Mario Kart. All right, locking you in. And that's 5. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right. Breeze?
Yes.
Let's tally these up and see how well our girl did. Right now, Kay, you are looking at a total of 5 out of 5.
My God! I'm panicking.
All right, Breezy, you got this one in the bag. Kay, I'll be right with you. Sit tight. This is for a 4-pack of tickets to AMC Theaters to go see Taylor Swift.
Woo!
Breezy, what is the smallest U.S. state?
I think it's Delaware.
Final answer?
Delaware, final answer.
She's going with Delaware, everybody. Question number 2, Breezy. In The Price is Right, what's the name of the game where contestants drop a chip down a giant pegboard?
What's the name of the game?
Yeah.
I don't watch that show. Pass.
You can't pass. She's got 5 out of 5. You need
forfeit. I don't know. Pegging?
Okay, let's. You want to go with pegging?
Sure.
Oh, wow. This is supposed to be a family show, but okay.
Pegginator.
Let's go with pegging. All right, question number three. Which pizza chain used to promise delivery in 30 minutes or less?
Pizza Hut? How did you get 5 out of 5 out of these?
Beats me. The famous line, "I'll be back," is from what movie?
The Terminator.
Alrighty. And Breezy, last question. What Nintendo 64 racing game let you drive as Donkey Kong, Bowser, and Yoshi?
Mario Kart.
There it is. All right, let's bring our girl Kay back into the mix. Kay, you know, question two really got Breezy. The Price is Right named that game Plinko, not pegging. Needless to say, you did get the win. The score was 5-2. Let's run down the board.
Yikers.
The smallest U.S. state, Rhode Island. Breezy said Delaware.
I was going to say Rhode Island, yeah.
Which pizza chain used to promise delivery in 30 minutes or less? They had to get rid of it because of all the lawsuits. That would be Domino's. Breezy said Pizza Hut. Yes, that famous line, "I'll be back," is from the movie The Terminator. And Mario Kart. We were looking for Mario Kart 64, but close enough. You both got it.
Relax.
Kay, who are you bringing with you to go to the AMC theater?
I'm going to bring my daughter and maybe her friends.
She's going to have the absolute best time. Yeah, that's going to be great. Stay on the line. I'll get all your info. More chances to win 4 packs coming up tomorrow on the show. I need you to say, "My name is Kay from Fairport, and I just destroyed Breezy."
My name is Kay from Fairport, and I just destroyed Breezy.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. A little sportsmanship, you know what I mean? Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. There are some women out here charging their man $600 to clean up after themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Did these women crack the code, or are they just straight up delusional?
No, I think they're absolutely crushing it.
Well, of course you think that. You wouldn't think it any other way, Breezy.
Oh, I'm loving this for them. Honestly, get your bag, queen. So a Georgia woman has found a pretty unique way to keep her chores balanced in and around the household while getting her husband involved. So she invoices her husband up to, keyword, $600 a month if he forgets to do the basic chores. She goes, "I find peace in it. No yelling, no screaming, just pay up. No worries whatsoever." They've been married for 7 years with 3 kids. And they said this system cuts down on arguments and helps share the responsibilities more fairly.
Why are there arguments, though?
Because, I mean, her screaming at him, "Pick up your clothes, Jonathan!" Ah! Getting frustrated and annoyed.
So his chores are to pick up his own clothes off the floor?
Yeah. So here are some like examples of the invoices that she sends his way. Small annoyance is $5. So toothpaste left out or left in the sink, shirt left out, things of that nature. Moderate annoyance is anywhere from $10 to $20. Dishes left out, trash not taken out. And then major offense is anywhere from $25 to $30, not switching out the car seat when, you know, they have to switch cars or whatever the case may be.
So this
just
is
just basic.
It's a younger couple.
Basic ass things.
I'm thinking
they're 35.
Oh, I'm thinking like this is 2 70-year-olds.
Oh,
that's
no.
The image I had in my head. No, they're young.
No.
Yeah, so this is a newly married couple, 7 years, 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I don't understand, though. So if he does not, you know, leave his clothes out, leave the toothpaste out, he doesn't have to pay.
No.
So he's only paying based off the offense that she has written down on paper.
Yeah, so and I think the caveat is she shouldn't have to remind him either. It's like, you're a grown adult. You can't pick up your clothes. Why should I have to remind you to pick up your clothes?
You think, though, isn't it their money together anyways?
Well, I mean, if I were her, I would take that money. I would stash it away and buy myself something beautiful with it. New Louis, here I come. And the cap is $600 a month, so It works out, truly, it does, because he gets to still be a slob, and she's benefiting financially from it. There's a financial gain from it. So.
Well, I mean, isn't she already benefiting? They probably have a house, a car. They're doing all of the things. So
right.
I'm sure she's well off anyways.
I mean, but who's to say she's not paying for it as well? I mean, they're a collective couple. It's not like he's like...
So they both work full time.
Yes. Yes, they do.
You would never get a dime out of me. There's no way. You think I'm leaving toothpaste on the counter? You think
this
I'm leaving
piss
on the seat?
This would be more financially ruining for me. I would be in financial ruin from this because...
I don't understand, though. You're an extremely clean person.
I mean...
Where's Patrice?
Yeah.
Where's your fiance?
I wouldn't reach out.
Well, as far as the environment that I've seen you in, like sometimes the studio in your area is disgusting when I look over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's used tissue that's not thrown out. She'll just keep it next to her for days to come.
Yeah, like a hair clump right here for no reason.
Ew, yeah, there's chunks of hair. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But for people like me,
Here's the thing. I think you think that because when I lived alone, for the most part, every time you came to my apartment, except that one time,
yeah,
it was in mint condition.
It was.
But I also lived alone, and those were my standards on my time and on my terms of when I wanted to do it. Now I have a fiance who I fully live with, who my timeline and her timeline, not the same timeline.
Well, typically she's very type A, so she wants it done right away.
Instantaneously. And I'm like,
I don't understand, though. Like, if they've been together for 7 years, you would know his traits and his flaws before you got married.
Correct. But there's always room for improvement. You're not just going to, like, let him continue. Like, I think it's great because at the end of the day, she isn't going to get frustrated or upset about it. There's not going to be an argument, like they said. And she's getting a maid fee at that point. Like, I'm not going to be treated like a maid and not get the financial gain from it. So I think it's perfect. I think it's amazing. I wonder if anybody else does this, though, because, I mean, I know a lot of people that I feel like would have a lot of pushback when it comes to this.
I don't know, man. It's not a husband. That's a client.
No, but you can flip it on the other side, too.
You're running a business.
That's not my husband. That's a client. I'm a maid. You know what I mean? Like, same type of thing. I'm not your mom. I'm not your maid. I'm not your personal assistant. I'm your wife. So I'm not going to sit here and clean up after you when I have to clean up after our three kids. Why would I want a fourth kid? If I wanted a fourth kid, I'd have a fourth kid.
So eventually she's going to have to start charging her kids the same way she charges her husband, yes?
I don't think so, because she'll have the opportunity to raise her kids exactly the way she wants them to clean up after themselves. She didn't have the opportunity to do that with her husband. Someone else raised him. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't agree with that, because your parents are they're neat freaks too, right? Aren't they? I mean, they raised you to be a certain way.
Yes and no. I mean, like, when my mom is home, the house is in order and it is pristine.
Right.
When my mom is not home, that is not the case. So you could sit there and say, yeah, the house looks great. It does look great because my mom does it. And I know that's not the case in every single relationship, and gender roles are different and all of the things, especially heterosexual, homosexual, whatever the case may be. But
I think it's important to have
that. There's always one person who's going to be cleaner.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I think that's why
I don't think you'll ever be in a relationship.
I think it's why?
Because you're never going to find someone who's going to be up to your standards clean wise.
No, it is a possibility. You know, if I can
very
learn.
Very rare.
If I can learn to lighten up a bit. You know what I mean? If I can learn to sleep at night knowing that the glass in the counter is out of place, I'll be just fine. That the towel is perfectly hung, I'll be fine. You know, but there's people like me out there. They're out there.
They were. I think the ship has sailed. They either had kids or they got with a dirty person, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, you don't have any faith. Listen, at the end of the day, if you're going to charge the man $600, fine, charge him. But listen, it's all going into the same bank account.
But it's not. But it's his choice how much he is charged based on his actions.
I just feel like that's stupid for any guy to continue. And maybe he's doing it on purpose so his wife has a little bit of side cash.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying he's probably doing it on purpose.
Not at all. I don't
go
think
buy
so
yourself
at all.
Something nice, honey. I pissed all over the seat for you this morning. Here's an extra $10.
And you sat in it. She's Venmo requesting him instantly.
All right, well, there you have it. Some people are doing it. They're charging their husband for not cleaning up after himself.
It's genius, truly. I mean, I don't want that implemented in my relationship.
No, of course not.
It's genius.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the very funny comedy Meet the Parents that came out in 2000, starring Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro. Before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on the show in Mooster Peace Theater. Okay, then shut your pie hole and listen to me when I say that I am finished with the checking of the bags conversation.
Sir, we have a policy on this airline that if the bag is large, you have to check it.
Grubby little paws off my bag, okay? It's not like I have a bomb in here. It's not like I want to blow up the plane. I just want to stow my bag according to your safety regulations. I'm a person with feelings, and all I want to do is hold on to my bag, and the only way you can have it is if you come over here and pry it from my dead, lifeless fingers. Otherwise, you can kiss my ass.
Oh my God! Somebody call the police! Call them!
And cut.
Pretty good. Pretty.
So that wasn't the exact scene, but
there were some things we couldn't say. Here's the breakdown of the film for Meet the Parents. A young man's first visit to his girlfriend's parents' house turns out to be more nightmarish than he could ever have imagined. Hoping to use the weekend as a chance to propose to his girlfriend, he only succeeds in the wrath of his prospective father-in-law and almost destroys their home in the entire process. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 85%.
Such a classic.
I can't believe it's 25 years old, this film.
I know. You can tell from the filming, too.
Breezy, did the movie hold up?
Yes, of course it held up.
Sure did.
It was really such a classic because the movie, like I said, is timeless. This still happens and will continue to happen all the time when you get into a new relationship and you meet the parents of the person that you're with.
You so desperately want to make a good first impression.
So much so to the point where you screw it up because you're so nervous and now you're not acting like yourself. And
right. So out of this film, yes, the movie did hold up. Breezy's reviewing Meet the Parents. Who was your favorite character in the film?
Oh, I mean, I loved Robert De Niro's character. He was the worst.
Yeah.
But I was obsessed.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
That was probably my favorite scene.
It was one of the best scenes. Who was your least favorite character?
You know, I didn't really love his
fiance
Pam.
You didn't like Pam?
I thought she was just kind of like meh. And it felt like she wanted to change him a lot. And it's like, then you shouldn't really be with someone that you want to change.
That's the vibe
much.
You got? Really interesting.
Kind of.
What did you take away from the movie in general? What did you learn from this?
Families are hard. Blending families are very hard. Yeah, not that is. They were even blending families. That's, you know, the sequel, right? But just walking into a turf that isn't yours when everyone's so established is so incredibly intimidating. And anybody who's been in a relationship or has experienced that knows that for certain.
Ben Stiller in this movie, the reason why it was so good is because I think he played the role perfectly in being uncomfortable.
Yes.
All these people are sitting around a table. You've never met anyone. But on top of that, nobody making you feel welcome.
Right.
Oh, it's painful.
It's painful. Indeed.
Favorite scene in the film?
I think the table scene.
Yeah, the table scene.
Also the water polo scene or water volleyball scene.
Yeah, breaking noses. Breezy, for Meet the Parents, what was the best throwback moment?
A lot of it was great, but I think one thing that resonated with me was when they got to the parents and she threw the cigarettes on the roof, when I was younger, my uncle used to smoke, and whenever they came to visit, like, he would have like a Marlboro.
Two people who don't smoke, okay? Yeah, we're like, so sorry.
That is just lighting up. Marlboro bag. And every time I saw it, I would get so scared and be like, he's going to die. He quit.
When did uncles... What's your uncle's name?
Uncle Darren.
When did Uncle Dan become a...
Darren.
When did Uncle Darren become a junkie?
No, literally, we're like, he's a drug addict, so... Just smoking cigarettes.
Breezy, out of five popcorn buckets, what are you giving Meet the Parents?
Very funny, very cutesy. All in all, great movie. I really enjoyed it. I'm giving it a 4.3 out of five.
I would have said 4.7, but it's your review. It is what it is. Also, I've been on a roll lately with just coming up with the classics.
Yeah. Next week, you're going to do like Human Centipede 7, so.
It is Halloween. Hey, this is. She's 8 months pregnant and just found out her husband won't be in the delivery room for the birth of their second child.
It's not great.
No, it's not. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Is it ever okay to sit out the birth of your own child? On the phone, we have Holly. And one of the things she mentioned in her message that caught our attention was just how abandoned she feels right now. And let's be honest, most women will tell you giving birth is extremely painful. Anyone who's experienced it knows it. Right. However, what her husband went through is it really takes the cake.
He's going through such a hard time.
Hi, good morning, Holly.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So this is rough. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I'm 8 months pregnant. So, obviously, I'm exhausted.
Right.
Congrats.
And I'm kind of embarrassed to share this, but I just, you know, it's like you just need the chicken, make sure you're not crazy.
Right, yeah.
So, for the record, of course, I love my husband very much.
That's okay.
But we're not seeing eye to eye on something.
Yeah, so we've heard. What's the situation?
Well, he made mention to me recently that he is planning to not be in the delivery room with me because during my first pregnancy, he fainted in the hospital room. It wasn't great. Okay. Like, he went down hard, like, out cold. And, like, the nurses were, like, having to step over him to help me.
Classic man making about himself.
So while you
pushing out his child.
While you're pushing, he was laying flat on the floor and they were having to step over him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really
as a nurse or a doctor, I'd be extremely pissed. I'm like, hey, I'm just like trying to do my job. So if you could not be dramatic for 5 seconds.
Well, people faint, you know? I mean, clearly, your uterus makes them a little queasy.
Yeah, it's her fault.
So what happened?
Well, you know, at the time, I was pretty focused on what I was doing. So I didn't really go into it that much. But, you know, we're fast forwarding to now. And I'm about to have our second baby. And he said he wasn't coming into the delivery room this time. And, you know, he said the first time was too overwhelming and that he can't go through that again.
Too overwhelming for him.
Yeah, like, I thought he was joking, but he's serious. Oh. And I don't know what to do with it because...
I'll tell you what to do with it. Leave that man. Fully.
So basically what he's saying to you now is that's it. So you're giving birth in what? A month? You're 8 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. You're 8 months pregnant. And so now he's deciding he's just going to sit this one out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just, I'm about to go through one of the most intense and vulnerable experiences of my life again. Mm. And, you know, the person who's supposed to support me.
Nowhere to be found.
Sitting out.
Right.
Packing up
So just explain us what that conversation looked like. What did he say to you exactly?
Well, you know, he recounted the whole thing, said the thing about it being, you know, like it's overwhelming and he doesn't want to be in the way and all this. And basically, like, it turned it around where, like, I'm being made to feel guilty for asking him to show up. And
did he say that to you?
Oh, yeah, he said I wasn't taking his feelings into consideration.
His feelings? Oh, my God. This guy sucks. Leave him. Ew.
Listen, Holly, I would bring a folding chair for him and a juice box and just let him sit there in the room, you know, get
not
a good
you giving birth to your third child. Ugh, nightmare.
It's crazy that he would say that to you, though. So he's just not, he's not showing up.
Who's what, coming?
Yeah. Do you have another option?
Your boyfriend?
This was kind of the thing I wanted to ask about. Like, I mean, I could ask my mom. She would be great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she would judge him really hard. And while I totally understand that, I don't want that, you know. But I know it would be really hard for her to get over.
Classic you, protecting his feelings again.
So you would have the option of, obviously, your mom would be there. But she would definitely think differently of him, like we all kind of do right now.
Yeah.
If she found out he was sitting this one out.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's really hard not to feel abandoned right now.
Totally.
But, you know, I mean, granted, I've heard plenty of stories of guys passing out in the delivery room.
Doesn't mean they stop going in altogether.
Right. No, you definitely don't do that, but... I think
take something and move on with
you know
life.
Can you give the guy some Narcan or something like that? I mean, what do you do? So you have the,
I'd love some advice about that.
All right, so any suggestions would be great this morning. If you're just tuning in, Holly's going to give birth to her second child coming up in what, a month and
6 weeks. Yeah,
6 weeks. And your husband told you he's going to sit this one out, not be in the delivery room, because the first time he passed out. And it was just too traumatizing for him.
For him.
585-252-9800. Here come the texts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I fear that this is not going to be kind to your husband or soon-to-be ex-husband, whatever the case may be.
Any chance of him changing his mind last minute?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm hoping so. I mean, this doesn't feel like. This doesn't seem like ending the relationship for them. I mean, we've got two kids together.
Right. No, I understand.
I know.
That.
It's being dramatic. But, I mean, at the same time, I'm not, because, like, this is ridiculous.
So we'll get to some messages and hear what other people have to say. But congratulations again. I hope things turn around and he decides to, you know, be there.
Congratulations. Sorry this is completely soiled for you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right, no problem, Holly. All right, we'll get to some calls and texts. Have a great day, okay? And congrats again.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. Bye. All right, a couple of phone calls coming in right now. A couple of people are saying, tell your husband if he's skipping the delivery room, he's also skipping naming rights. You don't show up, you don't get to pick the name.
Wow.
Is that fair?
Okay.
All right, let's go over to Maggie. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, number one, I just, for her to feel supported, which I think is where, you know, the first thing that should be taken care of is that I would have her look into getting a doula, like a birth doula.
Right, right.
What is
so that?
That
she's taking, so a doula is like an attendant that focuses solely on helping a mother. And also
explains,
you know,
what's going on too when she's like in medical distress.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically just a person who's trained to help a mother and attend to all of her needs. But also, like, my husband had similar concerns, not with passing out, and he would never have done what her husband is doing. But he did express feelings of feeling, like, inadequate or, like, useless.
Right.
And so the doula actually was really useful in, like, giving him suggestions of, like, ways that he could be useful.
Sure.
Well, your partner's job is
camera. He took pictures. Like,
okay,
so I gave him tasks to do. And, like, so that made him feel better. He was able to be present. And then also, like, the doula helped obviously me and also helped him. So maybe you can invite him back in with this professional that's job is to help facilitate these things.
Right.
It's great advice. And I'm sure some guys do feel silly when they're sitting there just telling their wife to, you know, just breathe. Just breathe.
But also, leave this guy.
What? Oh. What'd you say?
But also, consider leaving him.
That took a total left turn.
You
I'm not going to lie.
Took words right out of my mouth.
That really went out of left field, Maggie. Okay.
Okay. Best of luck, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye.
Honestly, mood.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Carmen. Good morning.
Carmen, what up? Okay, so as far as Holly is concerned, does she get her mom in there with her? What does she do?
First of all, let me preempt this by saying I know what it's like to give childbirth. I've had multiple kidney stones, so I know exactly what she's going through.
Yeah, we've had this debate. Okay. Fair enough.
So for my first child, I almost passed out during the epidural, but I still took a camera into the delivery room and filmed my daughter being born.
Oh, okay.
It was the best moment of my life.
Yeah, didn't you just have so much more respect for your wife after that?
Oh my God, dude! What they have to go through is amazing. I don't even know how anybody reproduces, but it's crazy.
Yeah,
so, I don't know how you could miss it. It would drive me nuts to miss it. Although, if he's gonna pass out, and I don't know, man, it's hard to say. You know, I wouldn't do it, but that's on him.
Yeah, no, that's on him, because at the end of the day, if he does choose to sit out of the birth of his child the second time around, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of resentment that's held against him mm-hmm. by the mom.
And the child.
By Holly and the child.
Yeah, he'll regret it, because he'll look back and say, I wish I was there. I should have pushed through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know. There you go. But that's my thing.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. All right. So it's better if he just, you know, mans up and gets his ass in the delivery room. But he might not. And
also,
he's going to have to live with that.
How awkward is it to, like, force your husband to, like, be there for the birth of your child?
I know. You shouldn't have to.
It's very awkward.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the calls and texts on this one. It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, what's up? It's Brew. And unless you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.